2 years ago, investment firm E.F. Hutton relocated its headquarters to Springfield, Ohio. The company took a generous tax incentive package, promising to invest millions of dollars and create hundreds of jobs in the city. Some Springfielders say E.F. Hutton's progress on these ambitious goals has been too slow. Now, as Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds reports, E.F. Hutton officials are hoping a new social media investment platform will help convince the naysayers.
Long before E-Trade and Bitcoin, E.F. Hutton was the big name in investing. In the late 70s and early 80s, they had a wildly successful ad campaign. The TV spots always featured a couple people talking about their stocks in a crowded place, like the bandstand at a parade.
Well, Frank, my broker's E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says...
At the mention of E.F. Hutton, the whole parade stops and everyone leans in, hoping to overhear some solid stock tips. Then, the famous tagline.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
But like a lot of financial firms in the Reagan era, E.F. Hutton got in trouble for some questionable practices. The company wound up being auctioned off after a market collapse, and eventually, they became a faded memory for most consumers. So, it was a surprise for some in the financial services industry when E.F. Hutton reinvented itself a few years ago. And not on Wall Street this time, but in downtown Springfield, Ohio.
We wanted to show our commitment to Main Street USA.
That's E.F. Hutton CEO Chris Daniels. He's taking the company in perhaps an unexpected direction. The company has the financial services you'd expect, traditional investment advising and online trading services. But they also launched a cell phone network with plans that include unlimited talk, text, and trading. And a few weeks ago, just as Facebook was dealing with that whole Cambridge Analytica mess, E.F. Hutton also launched MegaLife, a social media platform with a unique pitch. The idea is for MegaLife users to earn money for retirement by using social media. It's designed to work like Facebook or Instagram, but instead of pocketing the profits, E.F. Hutton officials say they're going to give 100% of the site's net ad revenue back to the users.
Other social networks take your time and your data and provide no monetary value whatsoever in return. What our network does is provides people with points that they accumulate as they use it, and then they can redeem those points later for cash.
But these aren't like credit card points that you can cash out at any time. Daniel says all of the net ad revenue from MegaLife goes into a trust. Users get a slice of that pie, and when they turn 68 years of age, they can cash in. Daniel says the platform could help many Americans save more, especially people who live paycheck to paycheck and aren't saving for retirement.
America actually ranks only 136th in the world for its savings rate. We've recognized that that was a tremendous issue, and we found an innovative way to accumulate assets.
And E.F. Hutton will be the investment advisor for those assets, which is how the company will make money off of MegaLife. Hutton is investing heavily in MegaLife. The company put millions into this and other projects last year, and they raised just shy of $10 million over the last few months. That's given a little boost to the Springfield economy, too. E.F. Hutton has created 50 jobs so far, and it's hiring for another 30 positions in the city right now. Everything from software developers to marketers to writers. E.F. Hutton officials say all that hiring is progress towards the company's goal of creating 400 jobs over 5 years. But not everyone in Springfield seems sure of what E.F. Hutton is up to. Across the street from the E.F. Hutton Tower is a 1950s-style diner called the Fountain on Main. They sell burgers and milkshakes, and there's always a couple people at the lunch counter. Joshua Kettleson and Hillary Paymer work at the diner, and they say E.F. Hutton has been good for the local economy.
I would say we do get a lot of their, people for lunch and whatnot, but I would say they did add jobs. I have a couple friends that work there, so.
And do you know what E.F. Hutton does?
Not a clue. I want to say marketing, but I could be 100% wrong.
I believe they're a financial institution that they do, money marketing, that kind of thing. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly. So have you guys heard of this product they're trying to launch called MegaLife?
No.
Nope.
Kettleson and Paymer are social media users. They tell me MegaLife sounds intriguing, but they're already comfortable following friends and family on other established sites.
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
So would you be tempted to move over or?
I don't know. It would have to have really good benefits. And, I don't know what my friends would be doing. If my friends aren't on there, it's not worth it.
It may be tough to pull Kettleson and Paymer away from their current social media habits, but the folks at E.F. Hutton are hoping MegaLife will catch on. And they're hoping more people will go back to listening when E.F. Hutton talks. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.